Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The third baseman, Luke Iazza. Batting third. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Slick Castleman. Pitching for the New York Giants, Slick Castleman. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. And now, play ball. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Iazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Iazza bunts in front of the plate. Hartnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off French, and towards Hermann, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Iazza moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Iazza moves to third. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple takes first base on ball four. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 Giants. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball four. Gallen moves to second. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy fields it and throws to second for the out. Gallen moves to third. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gallen scores. Collins moves to second. It's 3-1, Giants. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with French covering, for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Slick Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman takes first base on ball four. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges strikes out. Two outs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chiazza bunts towards the mound. French fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ripple hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chiazza. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Gerges applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ott is called out on strikes. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarthy hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. French settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Demery reaches second base with a double. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 0-for-1 in the game. Marti is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead takes first base on ball 4. Slick Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Castleman bunts towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitehead moves to second. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it, throws to third for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French strikes out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Chiazza hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Herman. Moore moves to second. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to third. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kayaza fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarthy is called out on strikes. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whitehead hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Marty, who is chasing the ball. Whitehead reaches third base with a triple. Slick Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Castleman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ripple, who is chasing the ball. Hartnett reaches third base with a triple. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0-for-2 in the game. Marty hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Ripple. Marty reaches second base with a double. Hartnett scores. It's 3-2, Giants. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges bunts towards the mound. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Marty moves to third. One out. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Larry French. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gallen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Lee now pitching. Lou Kayaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kayaza is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kayaza hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Demery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead misplays the ball. That's an error on Whitehead. Demery moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-3 in the game. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-3 in the game. McCarthy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mancuso moves to third. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Whitehead takes first base on ball 4. McCarthy moves to second. Slick Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Castleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges is 0-for-2 in the game. Georges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey pinch hits for Bill Lee. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.